inbound, and that's it. There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North are now we the champions, the Raptors, the 2019 NBA champs.
Alright, yo, what is up, guys? Trending Weekly here, and we're going to be talking about what's trending this week. And
the NBA Finals.
Yeah, that's the thing that's most popular right now, according to YouTube trending page. And this is Raptors' first ever NBA championship.
In 25 long years, or 24.
24 years. And they basically did the impossible, because I don't think any other team would be able to come back from... I mean, any team would be able to beat a team with 5 All-Stars. And
I mean, KD was out. Klay Thompson got injured.
But, you know, Raptors, like, held their own. They won one game at Toronto, came back and won 3 at Oracle. And what do you have to say about this?
A 4-2 win, which is, like, one of the Raptors' biggest... Alright, so we're going to jump back to when they were playing against Milwaukee. They were down 2-0. After the first game, most people thought it was over. After the second game, everyone was like, okay, it's over. So they win game, they win game 3, then they win game 4. Game 4. Then they win game 5, and then they win game 6.
They won 4 straight games. And when the first 2 games ended at Milwaukee, all reporters started thinking, I don't think Toronto's going to be able to come back from this. I don't think Kawhi can, like carry the Raptors that much, you know?
I mean, Kawhi kind of was. He was doing his work, and but, like, the depth of the bench did good.
We probably have the best bench in the league.
The Raptors?
Because Fred VanVleet scored 22 points in the game 6, and he came with a clutch 3 to give the Raptors a 3-point lead in the fourth quarter.
So it was like the most stressful moment was probably, alright, like it was a pretty like good, like at the very start of game, we're going to be talking about game 6 mostly, so at the very start of the game 6 it was kind of like, okay, the Raptors are going to blow away. Yeah. Kyle Lowry hit a 2 a mid-range shot, and then 3 straight threes.
Yeah, he had 20-something points in, like, the first...
15 in the first quarter.
First half, yeah. First half, he had, like, 20-something. And this is the box score for the Toronto Raptors. 26 for Pascal, 26 for Kyle Lowry, 22 for Kawhi Leonard, only 3 for Marc Gasol, 0 for Danny Green out of 17 minutes, 22 for Fred VanVleet, and 15 for Serge Ibaka. So they actually put up big numbers for only 2 of their players came off the bench and scored more than 40 points combined.
So most likely Kawhi is going to stay with the Raptors.
Yeah.
Probably not a long-term deal.
Maybe like 2-year deal. But he could opt out. He could opt out if he doesn't feel like staying. But I feel like looking at the celebration, like looking at like how happy he was when the Raptors won, how like just how much he was celebrating and how happy he was to win the finals, you know, it's really cool to like bring a championship to like a team that has never won a ring before, and like you winning finals MVP. And there was this interview where, since Kawhi already has what's it called, NBA Finals MVP, he told gonna give it to Kyle Lowry, because Kyle Lowry played a great game, you know, like for how old he is, like he actually put up like a lot.
That was Kawhi Leonard's second ever time stopping a 3-peat, and his second ever Finals MVP.
The first time was against the Miami
LeBron and the Heat.
It was like the big 3 of Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and LeBron James.
I mean, what a team they had. They had those 3, and they had Ray Allen. It's crazy. And then there was just, like, Kawhi was doing most of the work.
You know, Kawhi could, like, really, like, lock up like a lot of people. Like there was this one clip where LeBron was like shooting a free throw, and then he saw Kawhi check in, and then he like he cussed, and like that's how you know like how much of a struggle it is to get defended by Kawhi, because just his big hands like up in your face, and he's just like so like he can move with you even though he's like bending down and like shuffling.
Because I'm gonna switch teams here. The Warriors player, Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson are suffering serious injuries.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson got injured in game 6. And you could tell, like, everybody in their... Everyone was... Like, they knew.
So
they knew after that. It was like... He's walking down. He's halfway down the hall. He comes back because he remembers, I need to... Okay. If he takes the free throws, he can come back into the game. If he doesn't, he can't come back. So he's like, let me just shoot these free throws. And then later on, they revealed that his ACL is torn.
And this has happened to Derrick Rose. And it actually be really bad if this happened to Klay Thompson, because he has such a bright future ahead of him. And we don't want something to happen like Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose, he was a prodigy. He was so good in the game.
He was the youngest MVP ever. And
now he's not even going to like...
He's like, I think he deserves Sixth Man of the Year though. And but what is it called? KD with the, I think it was like a ruptured Achilles. He got a surgery for.
It went successful. It was on Thursday. It was successful, so that's good. And Drake was old, man. He was getting emotional when he found out.
Yeah. Cause Drake and Kevin Durant are like really close friends, you know, like. After every like Raptors game,
he has a Draymond Green and Kevin Durant and Steph Curry tattoo.
Yeah, like they're really close friends. Like if there's like a game at Toronto and then Golden State's there, they'll probably go to like the club after the game and like hang out for a little bit. So yeah, their relationship is like really close.
As soon as Durant came into game 5, which the moment he was there, he basically helped them get the win.
Yeah. Because as soon as KD was... When KD left, they had a pretty big lead to maintain for the entire game. And that's the only reason why they won.
And, like, as soon as he comes in, he got into, like... It wasn't, like... It was just, like, a verbal fight with Fred VanVleet.
Yeah,
and that just shows Fred VanVleet won't back down to anyone or anything. He was undrafted. And he's now a... he's now an NBA champion.
Yeah. And I feel like we should talk about how Pascal Siakam, he's a MVP, not MVP, MIP nominee. And I think he deserves to be most improved player.
Yeah, if he doesn't get it, I'm going to be mad.
Because people say, oh yeah, D'Angelo Russell should be MIP, but he was he was drafted second overall, so he was supposed to be what he is now, but Pascal Siakam was drafted 27th overall.
Pascal Siakam's coming from, like... Okay, so he used to play soccer. His dad wanted him to play basketball because he wanted him to carry on his legacy. So he did. He was pretty good at the sport, which you can tell. His first ever college game, Pascal Siakam's sister informed him that his dad had died. In his first ever college game. So that just shows, like, he's like, oh, I'm doing this for my dad and all that. So it's like, it just...
Pascal Siakam, he was a late bloomer. He started playing basketball when he was 16 years old. And so basically, I think he should deserve MIP. Because if you look at the draft pick, when he got drafted, you could check the first 5 people in front of him. You do not know who they are. Because they were the 23rd to 27th pick. Like, they were bad. But like, if you look at Pascal Siakam, he was drafted after them, and he's way better than them. So that's why I think Pascal Siakam deserves MIP.
The Raptors are just, like, the most hardworking team.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, they won't stop at anything.
Alright, so now we're going to be talking about some, like, technology that has been going around, like, that's, like, upcoming in, like, 2019, 2020. So yeah, we're gonna be talking about I forgot what it's called. I think it was Ultra Haptics. And let me just pull up the link right here. So Ultra Haptics is basically like a projected like shape that's in front of you, or like any image that's in front of you, and it's basically like a hologram where you could basically just like move it in front of you, but it's really not there. I'll give you.
And you can actually like touch it and like move it. It's technology, right?
I'll give you the overview of what it is on the ultrahaptics.com website. It says, our breakthrough haptic technology uses ultrasound to create rich three-dimensional shapes and textures that can be felt but not seen. With our technology, tools, and expertise, you can add amazing haptics to a virtual objects, develop immersive holograph interfaces, and augment gesture control with natural tactile feedback. You can unlock the true potential of touch. We believe mid-air haptics will revolutionize how we interact. We are on a mission to create a safer, cleaner, and more magical world. That's what it says on the website. And it's basically, you can get like any image. Like if you see on the website, there's like a shoe right in front of it. And it's like there's a Nike shoe, and the person just adding colors to it just to enhance it. So it's like, you can see it in person.
If you're using this as a YouTube or Twitter, if you're watching this on YouTube or our Twitter, then in the description, there's going to be a link to the Ultrahaptics website, so you can check it out yourself.
Yeah.
But okay, think about this. You have a racing game you played on PC with keyboard and mouse. With this, would it be possible to make a steering wheel?
See, you could probably make a steering wheel, but how is it going to... Exactly, how is it going to connect to the PC?
That's probably one thing they should... They should make it like, you know, a virtual mouse or something that could... You could like... connect the ultrahaptic to the PC via USB and then be able to like make things.
See, the thing I like about this is that like say if like you want like a toy or something, or like say if like you want something and like you're not sure if it's like how it works, and like when you get it you don't really like it. Like with this you could like test it out to see like how it feels and stuff. You know? Like there was like this one time where I went to a Chuck E. Cheese and there was like this like worm thing where it's like you pull it and then it like crawls all over your arm or something, and I pulled it, it came off. I was so devastated. Alright, now we're gonna move on to the next item, which is...
So that was just a short thing on Ultra Haptics. Our next product will be...
The Wall of Samsung. And so basically...
The Wall of Samsung.
Here is what it says on The Verge. Samsung's The Wall Luxury is a 292-inch 8K modular TV. Samsung has announced a new version of The Wall, its massive modular micro-LED TV. The new version of dubbed The Wall Luxury has a maximum resolution of 8K, creating a TV that measures 292 inches from corner to corner.
So basically, a wall of your house could become this TV.
Basically. And didn't That's you crazy. Say that like you could like move it?
So I don't know. Let me see.
Let's check it out.
So apparently, you know, it might be easy to move. And so it's a remake of The Wall Luxury, 8K resolution, and it was shown at CES. And the other one, The Wall Luxury was only 75 inches, something like that. Or like maybe 80.
So it says it's like, it shows on the thing, it's not too like tall, like not too...
Oh,
like,
you can get a 2K resolution for 73 inches, that's what it sounds.
You could get one for, you could get, like, it shows here that like you, it's pretty wide, but it's not that tall. So if you're a Fortnite player and you like stretch wrists for you. And yeah, so we're gonna move on to the next item, which is an OBS bot, and I'm just gonna leave this for you to explain.
So OBS bot is just, let me just say it now, it's a camera, and let's say, okay, you're a YouTuber who makes videos by themselves, and you don't have someone to be recording you. Basically, what this OBS bot does is it follows you around, and I'm guessing has like a remote where you could control it, and you know, like make it, like stop recording, start recording. So the global launch is in June 2019. So by the time you're watching this, it's already out. Okay, so, all right, let's read this. Filmed with Freedom, OBS Bot
Teal acts as your personal cameraman and director. Track, auto zoom, and capture movement up to 4K and 60 FPS. Which, dang. So the goal is there to like help make it. They want a 400,000. They've had 745 people donate to help this project.
Yeah, and
okay, let's just read some reviews from USD Today. The coolest tech you have to see. From
CNET, best content creation tool, OBS bot tail AI camera. Slash year. It's easy for vloggers to get the right shots.
Which it could help us. Any if you're making a skit and you don't okay, let's say you know you're a small YouTuber and you're making skits. And you're like in a basement and you're like nobody else is there to record it. This could really help out. Now, do you know what the price is?
I don't know what the price is, but I think it's gonna be like a really hefty.
It's gonna be pretty expensive. Okay, another thing is how will it work? Is it gonna be a small remote control that's like it has auto zoom in? So like when you're like, okay, let's just take this. Hey, look at this. It could zoom into it. So this thing right here, it could zoom into it.
So I think it's like a little stand that like it's like motion sensor, so it follows whatever motion's happening.
So you could be moving left to right, and the camera's be moving. Not the like stand, but just like the camera itself. So you're moving the camera. And I'm guessing you can insert a micro SD card. And yeah. So we're just gonna be looking up the price of this, I guess. So at the moment, it hasn't even been released yet. By the time you're watching this, it's or listening to this, it's probably been released.
Yeah, it said it was gonna be released on June 2019. And yeah, I don't think there's a price tag on it yet. Cause like. All we know is that it's gonna be really expensive.
Alright, we're gonna move on to the next thing, or we're gonna.
So, the next thing is shoes, because, like, you know, everybody likes shoes.
Sneakerheads.
Yeah.
This is for you.
Everybody knows what Yeezys are, you know, Kanye West shoes, they're by Adidas. And this is the Adidas Yeezy Boost 700 V2 Tefra. It seems like it's like a white grayish colorway, and
just say the name. So
yeah, it's the Tefra.
The Yeezy Boost 700 V2.
It says the Yeezy Boost 700 Tefra is surely a shining geode out of what has been a sea of a black most recently, diverting from the Vanta by much more than a mile. The forthcoming colorway is something a bit unique. In its color blocking, utilizing mixes of muted browns with light gray, while reflective accents adorn the various strip detailing and segmented constructions. So, like I said, it's like more like a brownish, grayish, like colorway. And it's expected to come on June 15th. So, today is June 15th. So it got released today. So yeah.
Today's June 15th. Yeah.
Like it costs.
By the time you're watching this, it's gonna be June 17th. I'm gonna guess.
Yeah. And so yeah, it's like it costs $300. So, like, it's not that hefty of a price compared to what other like Yeezys are.
And so.
And there's new one coming out on June 20th. It's Nike honors iconic colorways of the Air Max 90 with the mixtape release.
They're adding a new colorway for the Air Max 90.
Yeah. And it looks like there's like some writing at the bottom. And it looks like it's like some like notes or something. And it's only at $170.
Which is a pretty good price tag.
Yeah. It looks like there's no laces to it. So, the next item we're going to be talking about is...
The Gawk? Or how is it pronounced? We're just going to say the driverless shuttle.
It's like a driverless shuttle, which is like... Say if like you want to go somewhere. and you have no driver.
No, it's basically, okay, let's say, okay, you're from where we live, Canada, and when you're traveling somewhere, let's say, all right, let's just go California, obviously, you're going to have a shuttle drive you to and from your, like, if you don't get a rental, it's going to drive you to and from your hotel. Okay, basically, this is supposed to help free up time, and it's going to just make it a lot quicker. It's going to have, you control the radio, you control the AC, you control all the stuff, and it's just going to be, like, it's going to be a lot more room for luggage and stuff because there's going to be no driver's seat. So you can just, like, go ahead. And it's complete autonomous. How it works is there's a bunch of cameras and sensors around the vehicle. And then, basically, it senses other cars. It senses pedestrians up to about, like, I think it's, like, 2 football fields away. We'll find it here. There's something on the sensor. Okay, so the autonomous shuttles is an emerging yet very active market with an expected CAGR of more than 50% over the next 5 years. So 50% of all shuttles over the next 5 years are going to be completely autonomous, which is crazy.
See, what I think about this is that I'm pretty sure it's going to be a hybrid vehicle, because why would they make something that's like in the, like, why would they make something that's futuristic but not have a hybrid? Because everybody's so like, I don't know what's the word for it, but everybody's like so like they think so importantly about like pollution and stuff. So it's like, if it's gonna be futuristic, of course you'd want to make it so there's no pollution.
This is how I think it's gonna work. After 5, it's gonna add up 5 drives. And after 5 drives, it's gonna go to a giant, like, parking area. Or, like, a giant warehouse of just full of these cars. And then it's gonna automatically get into a line, which is gonna put it on tracks. So that way people can control it. They charge it up and it's back on the road. Wait, probably what it might be. So, yeah, that concludes our podcast.
This was, like, a little bit longer than our last one, which is good because, like, mainly our podcast, we want to make it about, like, 30 minutes. And so, yeah.
Okay, so most of our podcasts are going to be like this, where we just talk about other things. So, yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.